The 20 Ikorim of Tshuva that the Rabbeinu Yonah mentions actually is the very last. Is Lohoshiv Rabim Me'ovon. It's an Ikor of Tshuva. It's part of the process of Tshuva for a person to have Hashbor upon other people and to try to bring them closer to Torah and to mitzvahs. Lohoshiv Rabim Me'ovon Kasher Tasig Yodo. As is the derech of the Rishonim, usually in Sifrei Hashkofa, that they build their Yesoides on Psukim from Tanakh. And here the Rabbeinu Yonah brings two Psukim, one of them from Yechezkel. The Radak, by the way, learns Pshat, as he does in the Pasuk in Yechezkel, Shuvu v'hashivu michol sho'eichem, where the Navi says explicitly, Shuvu, that you should do tshuva. And then he says, v'heshivu, that you should bring others back to tshuva. And then in Perek Nun Aleph of Tillim, which the Rabbeinu Yonah refers to many times as the Mizmor of Tshuva, where David HaMelech expresses his Tshuva for the Chet of Bathsheba to Nosen HaNovi. David HaMelech says, Alamdo Poshim Darkecha. That among his Drochim of Tshuva, David mentions that he's going to teach Poshim the Darkei Hashem. So the whole perek, the Rabbeinu Yonah mentions, is a mizmor of tshuva, and therefore he learns out many yesodas of tshuva just by virtue of the fact that David HaMelech included them in that perek. Then that in itself is the raya to the Rabbeinu Yonah that it's a yesod in tshuva. So just this time, just these this past period, when I was preparing for tonight, and perhaps it was the Shlusa Rabbi, but it's the first time that an interesting question posed itself to me. The truth is that all of the Ikorim of Tshuva relate directly to the process of Tshuva. There's only one other that maybe doesn't relate directly, where the Rabbeinu Yonah says that a man should be Rodev, Maiseitz Chesed ve'emes, Nirdov Pu'umos Chesed ve'emes, which also, it's an important mitzvah to be Rodev Chesed ve'emes. But what does it have to do with Tshuva? So the Rabbeinu Yonah explains that Rodev Chesed ve'emes is a very special type of kapora that we find in the Gemara. So therefore, we understand what it's doing here also. But it occurred to me just recently for the first time that Mohoshiv Rabbi Mi'ovon really has nothing to do with tshuva. There's a lot of mitzvahs in the Torah that a person should do. But there's a lot of mitzvahs. There's tariyag mitzvahs, understand? So why is there a Rabbeinu Yonah chapan a mitzvah that you should have hashpoah upon people and bring them closer to Torah? Why is that mitzvah an ikar of tshuva? It's an interesting question. The Chayra, all of the other ikorei of tshuva have to do with the process of tshuva, or else Rirdov Tzedakov Chesed V'emes has to do with a kapora, it's a special type of kapora, that everything else has to do charota, v'yogon, v'azivis achet, v'anove, and to run away from taivis, all of them have to do with doing tshuva. But this doesn't seem to have anything to do with tshuva. I can picture to myself, and I think that you also can, I can picture to myself a perfect Baal tshuva, a man who does tshuva, he has charota, and he makes a kabbalah, and he doesn't go out of way to influence anybody else. He stays in his damadamas, he locks himself in his home, and he has his little study there, and he sits and learns, he's an Oyvet Hashem, he does what he has to do, and he has nothing to do with anybody. But why should that be a chesaron in his tshuva? That's the question that posed itself to me. And I thought of two approaches to answering this question that I wanted to share with you this evening. The first is based on a Rabbeinu Yonah in the third Shar of Sharei Tshuva, Sif Yud Tes. a very, very yesoidistic Rabbeinu Yoina. There are many very big yesodos of Avodas Hashem and the Rabbeinu Yoina. Many of you have heard me say more than once that it's too bad that the Sefer is called Shari Tshuva, because we relegate the Sefer to the mitzvah of Tshuva. So most of us just take it off the bookshelves in the month of Elul and Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, the Aseret Yemei Tshuva. The Rabbeinu Yoina is a tremendous handbook of Avodas Hashem. It goes far beyond the mitzvah of Tshuva itself. And one of the examples of that is what I want to share with you now, Mr. Shema Gevaltik Rabbeinu Yoina, as I say, Shar Gimel Yutes. Da ki nischayev hanivro nios tzir nemon v'eved maskil b'chol meleches avoides adono. A person who's brought into this world by the Borei Olam, the act of his being created, means that he has to be a trustworthy representative and a very intelligent and committed eved to his master. That's by virtue of the fact that we're brought into the world. Hapoel hanemon yiyamohir b'malachto, a worker who is devoted and committed to his Bala boss, he has to be a zoris in his work. He's there the first one in the morning, 8 o'clock on the dot. He's there when the door to the factory is open, and he puts in a hard day's work, and he's honest, and he doesn't take off any more time than he has to. V'yashgiach al moleches po'olim chaverov. If a man is really conscientious and honest and committed to his employer, then he doesn't like if he sees other people are faking off. This guy comes late, this guy sneaks out early. They didn't have a time clock in that factory. Understand, this fellow goes out for a half hour coffee break. This guy's talking to his wife four times a day, each time for 10 minutes. He steals 40 minutes from the Bala boss. It aggravates him. He says, listen, put in an honest day's work. You're getting a full week's salary. So it bothers him when he sees other people are not being conscientious. Einov al darcheihem, liros im be'amunahem osim, v'yazhirom v'yodiyom es ha'maiseh asher yasum, ki heftso uretzono asher tasem alochas adono b'lor miya. He wants people to be devoted and committed to the boss that he loves and that he has a lot of respect for. He wants the other workers to be the same way. That's a tremendous insight into the psychology of the person, and particularly into the insight of the psychology of a ben Torah, of a religious personality, a truly religious personality. A man who has an emes ahavas Hashem, a person who is an emes eved to the Borei Olam, he can't be satisfied. He can't be satisfied just because he's doing the right thing, and he has an Avas Hashem, and he has a Yirah Shemaim, and he's learning Torah, and he's doing, and he doesn't care what anybody else does. It's impossible. Impossible. Would we not say that it's a chesaron in a young man's love for his father and mother if he can see other people insulting them, and other people hurting them, and other people not doing chasodim for them, and other people talking lashon hara about them? Can a person say that he has a love for a parent if none of these things bother him? Either he's fooling himself, either he's a shaita, or he's sick psychologically. Something's wrong with him. But a person will never talk like that. If you have a love for someone, you want other people to respect them and to honor their wishes and to go out of their way to do what they want done. I mean, a child in a family, chas v'shalom, if he has brothers or sisters, Rachman Litzlan, and they cause their parents aggravation, they cause them trouble, and they don't give them proper respect. I mean, it hurts us terribly. It hurts us, it brings us to tears when you see us, a brother or sister shouldn't have the respect to a parent that we have and that we feel that a parent should have. Why? Because we love our parents so dearly. So that's a tremendous insight that the Rabbeinu Yoina tells us here, that a person is sent into this world to be a tzir nemon, the eved maskil to the Borei Olam. And a poyo nemon, a man who's trustworthy to the Kodesh, he wants to see everybody else doing the same thing. So I was thinking that perhaps this is one hesber in the Rabbeinu Yonah. If a man has done averis, and now he's doing tshuva, one of the ikorim of tshuva is to be meshiv rabbi mi'ovo. Because that's a barometer to a person of to the degree that he now is recommitting himself to be an Eved Hashem. Understand, if a person has done an Aveira, he can do 100% tshuva from that Aveira by having parotel and by committing himself not to do it again. But if in his overall nahus, his overall makeup, he has not recommitted himself to Torah and to following the Ratzon Hashem to the extent that he also wants to bring other people closer, then it's a chesaron in his avdus Hashem. Then his commitment, his charot and his kabbalah is a chesaron in his very truth. It's a chesaron. Because it's a chesaron in the commitment of an Eved to devote himself totally to the service of his Adam. Because the Eved who's totally committed would want other people also to commit themselves totally. That's one approach I was thinking in the Rabbeinu Yoina. Then I thought of another approach today. I thought of another svar that I hold is also a very good hesper in the Rabbeinu Yoina. When a person does an Aveira, aside from the Etzem Aveira that is done, there's another Aveira that always accompanies the Etzem Aveira itself. And that is, it's a zilzul in Kofet Shemayim. After all, it's the Borei Oilam, who tells us that we're supposed to observe the mitzvah. So if a person doesn't avail it, and he doesn't do a mitzvah, we are being mezalzel in the commandment of Melech Malchei Malchim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's like a slap in the face. It's worse than spitting in his face, like the Yavama does to the Yavam who doesn't want to perform the mitzvah of evil. Understand? It's much worse. So that's a tremendous affront to the Borei Olam. There's a very interesting parish of the Gon in the Nusach of the Bracha of Tshuva in the Shmon Esrei. In the Shmon Esrei, there's two brachas for Tshuva. The first bracha, Hashiveinu Avinu L'sora Secha, is where we are mispalel for Siyata Dishmaya to do Tshuva. The second bracha is the bracha where we do Tshuva. Samach Mono Avinu Ticha Tanu, Mechal Mono Malpeinu Kipo Shonu. Did you ever wonder what's the difference between slicha and mechila? In English, they're synonyms. They're both translated the same word. But in Hebrew, every synonym has a different meaning. What's the difference between slicha and mechila? So the Gon says as follows. When we are mispalel to Hashem, smach manu avinu kichotanu, this is a tefillah for Hashem to forgive us for the Aveira that we did. When we say Machal Mono Malchenu Kiposhanu, this is a prayer for forgiveness to the slight of Kovet Malchu Shomayim. That's what the Gon says. This is the second Aveira that we always ask forgiveness for. The very interesting Loshon that he says here. Mechalonu malkeinu kiposhanu, mashe poshanu neged kvodecha, shelo kibalnu aleinu o malchu shamayim. That's the mechalonu malkeinu kiposhanu. So I was thinking that perhaps this is another hesber in the Rabbeinu Yoina. That why is it that Mehoshiv Rabbi Mi'ovon, why is that an ikar of tshuva? Because when a person doesn't aveira, so he's mezalzel in kovet shamayim. It shows a lack of consideration for the kovet of the Borei Olam that we don't have followed his rotzon. What's the tshuva for that? The tshuva for that is to be marbik kovet shamayim in the Gal. The more people that learn, and the more people that are involved in learning, the more people that are doing mitzvahs bediktu, and the more people grow in Yerush Shemayim, this includes Kovet Shemayim in the Veld. So may I was thinking that perhaps that is the why the particular mitzvah, Mahoshi Rabbi Mi'ovon, why that's included in the Akorim of Tshuva, because that is a manner by which we can wholesale be Mechaper and be Mezalzel and Kovet Shemayim by being Marbe Kovet Shemayim. Thank you. there's a Mishnah in the fifth parak of Avos, which tells us, as well as a Tosefta in Yuma, in the fourth parak of the Tosefta in Masechta Yuma, where the Chazal tell us that this particular mitzvah of Zikui Arabim, of a person being a Zakev as Arabim, that this particular mitzvah not only is an Iker of Tshuva, which makes it important enough, but it carries with it tremendous benefits, like fringe benefits. They're not so much fringe benefits. Maybe Iker of Tshuva is more, but it carries with it tremendous rewards for a person that also relate to us very much in the Yemei Elul. The Tana says in Avos, Kol hamazake es harabim ein chet bo al yado. It's a moyedik ezach. Kol hamazake es harabim, a person who's not only concerned about his own Yiddishkeit, his own shmiras Torah and mitzvahs, but he's also concerned about the rabbi, he wants to be a mazake es harabim. Ein chet bo al yado. What's the pshat ein chet bo al yado? By the way, you may be wondering why I'm speaking on this topic tonight. L'choyra, when we speak of zikui rabbim, we talk about rabbonim, rosh yeshivas, mashgichim, arbitzei Torah. It relates to bnei yeshiva too, which we'll get to later on. Rabbeinu Yonah doesn't only say that l'hoshiv rabbi miyavon refers to people who are involved in kiruv, rechokim, and things like that. Refers to everybody has to do tshuva, so it refers to everybody. What it has to do with us will soon see, Meretz Hashem. What does this mean? Ein chet bo al yado. There's a gevaltik Rashi in Yuma Pei Zayin, where the Chazal talk about the reisha of the Mishnah here, one aspect of the Mishnah. The Chazal say, Ko hamazakes harabim ein chet bo al yado. So Rashi says like this, Ein chet bo al yado, this is Yuma Pei Zayin Omer Aleph, HaKadosh Baruch Hu matche miponov es ha'avera shelo tovo miyado. It's mamish unbelievable. It's an unbelievable bracha. The Eibishter, Rashi says, pushes away averas. The Eibishter keeps averas from him, that he shouldn't get into a fight with his Yetzer Hara. It's an unbelievable measure of siyata dishmaya. Compare it to the Gemara in Sukkah, Nun Beis, Omed Beis, in a Gemara in Rosh, in Kedushin. Remember the Chazal said, Reb Shimon ben Lakish, Omer Reb Shimon ben Lakish, Yitzro shel Adam izgaber ola b'cho yom mevakesh lohamiso. Shenemar tsoifer Rosh ala tzadik mevakesh lohamiso. Imole HaKadosh Baruch Hu she'ozer lo, eino yochol lo. Shenemar Hashem lo yazvenu biyado. The Yetzer Hara, when we're knocked in battle with the Yetzer Hara, the Chazal say, the only way we can escape his clutches is if the Eibishter helps us. Without that, it's impossible. But if a man tries, the Bala Tayer Messiah, no, the Eibishter will help us and will vanquish the Yetzer Hara in battle. What's the Lashon? Hashem lo yazvenu biyado. The Eibishter will not leave us in his hands. He'll free us from his grasp. He's trying to choke us to death, and the Eibishter will relieve us. He'll help us escape from him. That's a gevaltik measure of siyata dishmaya. That the Eibishter will help a person escape his Yetzer Hara that's not given free. A person has to be able to be zoicha to that measure of siyata dishmaya. But what Rashi says in Yuma is much more than that. A person who's a mazake es harabim, ein chet bo al yodo, Rashi said, the Eibishter stands by the door, he pushes the Yetzer Hara away from him. Get away from this guy. Get away with your averas. The Eibishter keeps us from falling into going into the ring with him to begin with. He keeps us out of his clutches. It's an unbelievable sight. that every person should run to be zoiche, to satziyata dishmai, that the Eibishter himself will keep away the Yetzirah from him. Obviously, we still have Bechira Chofshis, but look how much easier the battle is if a man is zoiche to such a measure of siyata dishmai. It's unbelievable. Then the Mishnah says like this. We'll come back to this part of the Mishnah later. Call hamachatias a rabim, the opposite. If a man causes a rabim to do a veris, ein mas speaking biyodo masos tshuva. We'll talk about that shortly. Then the Tana goes on following. Moshe zocha v'ziko es a rabim. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't only an Eved Hashem biatzmo, but in the fullest sense of the word, he was also mezakes a rabim, of course. Schus harabim tongu ibo. This is a new minor in Rukhmiyas, an unbelievable minor. Schus harabim tongu ibo. A person who's a mezakeh es harabim. All the mitzvahs that the tzibur does is a result of his zikui rabim. Everything is on his chesmen b'shamayim. There's a moyetik moshon of the Rabbeinu Bechai in Ovos. The Rabbeinu Bechai says on this Mishnah, listen to this moshon. Ki ilu zocha odom v'niskarev nemalochim ha-meshorsim b'midoseyem el-yoynes v'siboseyem ha-yeshoros navod es Hashem yizborach avodas tomi. If a person would be zoyche to reach a madrega in ruchnias like the angels who serve Hashem constantly, they have no yetzahara. They're always doing avodas Hashem. The Rabbeinu Bechai says, "Mo yamu zuchu yosav kischuyos misha mezakis arabim." His schusim will not be as much; they won't anywhere come as near to the schusim of a person who's mezakis arabim. Sharei kol zuchu yosehem b'sibaso. All of their schusim are on his credit. It's an unbelievable thing. A person has hashpo on somebody to get involved in learning. All of the Torah that this person will learn, Li'olam Voed, is on the credit of this individual. Mirtz Hashem, he gets married, and he marries a woman who has a Gevaltike Torah Shkof, and they raise their children to be Gevaltike B'nai Torah, and their grandchildren go in that way. All the Torah that's learned in that family is to the credit of the person who had Ashpo upon them. Amachas kamo v'kamo, if one has ashpo on a tzibur, on many people and several people. Rabbeinu Bechai says it's incomprehensible the degree of schar and schus, that no matter how great the person can grow by himself in ruchnias, he can't compare it to such a person. There's a gevaltig moshon in the Miri, by the way, in the same Mishnah also. The Miri teaches a posik in the Gemara that the Chazal used to bring a raya to this idea, she'ein ched bo al yodo. So the Miri says, ein lecho chasidus bo'olom kemo hamazakes harabi. Also a very strong, powerful moshon. Ein chasidus bo'olom. There's no chasidus in the Welt. It's such a gevaltik a madrega in Ruchnius. Then there's a very interesting Tosefta in the end of Masichta Yuma, where the Brisa speaks about this concept of being a mezakis arabim and chas v'sholom not becoming a machatias arabim. And the Rabbeinu and the Tosefta says in that connection. Megalgolin schus al yedei zakai. Megalgolin chov al yedei chayim. A person who's a mezakes harabim, that gives him a special credential before Melech Malchei Malchim, before the Kisei HaKadosh. If the Eibishter wants sometimes to bring a schus into the world, he will choose a person who's a mezakes harabim. The Moedik is that. Megalgolin schus al yodo. So that's another gevaltik benefit, that the third benefit that a person gets who's a mezakes harabim. Aside from the fact, as I mentioned before, that it's one of the Purim of Tshuva, as Rabbeinu Yoyin said. that therefore in the as a reward in Olam Hazeh for his Bina Mezakeh Rabin, the Eibishter will choose him, will choose people who are the Mezakeh Rabin, will choose them to bring Susim into the world. What does the Lashon of the Mishnah mean when it says, Kol ha-machati es-arabi, meima speaking biyodo nasos tshuva? So the Rambam in the Perish Mishnayos learns pshat that he won't have siyata dishmaya. The terrible thing that the person will not have siyata dishmaya to do tshuva. Rabbeinu Yonah says in the end of Shari Tshuva that he can break down the doors if he wants, but he has to have special rachmin and special effort that he should be able to be chozer b'tshuva. But the general effort that an average person would have to expend to be a bal matayer that Hashem should begin to help him, that won't help this person. He has to make special ishtavnis that the Eibishter should lift a finger to help him be chozer b'tshuva. But generally speaking, Ema speaking, the Yodo Maso Tshuva, he will not have the normal Siyata Dishmaya has to show him to do Tshuva. Now I want to come back to the point that I touched on before. What does this have to do with us, right? We're not canceling the yeshiva from now to Yom Kippur to go out and be Makare Vechoikin and to bring people to Torah and to mitzvahs and to stop learning Chas V'Shalom. It's very significant to me that when the Rabbeinu Yonah speaks in the end of Shar Aleph, he speaks there, Mohoshiv Rabbi Me'ovon. He says, Kasher Tasi Yodo. It's a very interesting qualification. It's an ikar of tshuva, Mohoshiv Rabbi Me'ovon, Kasher Tasi Yodo. Kasher, as a person has the ability to do. That depends on the person at a given point in his life, Sai in terms of where he's holding in Ruchnias, and Sai in terms of what he's supposed to be doing with his life at this given time. So he says, Kasher Tasi Biyodo, very interesting and vital qualification. How does this relate to us, B'nai Torah, where superficially it would seem that it doesn't direct, that doesn't involve us directly at all? In a certain sense, it involves us more directly while we're in a yeshiva than at any other period in our life. Even though the Eibishter should help, we should all be zocha, each of us in our own way, to be a mezakeh es harabim. But now I want to conclude by sharing with you how does this relate to us now? Because the Nikar of Tshuva, I'm not talking about this tonight. It'd be in the last week or so of Elul, or tomorrow, a week from tomorrow night is Rosh Hashanah. I'm not talking about this topic now if it doesn't relate us tonight. As soon as we daven Maariv, it already is Nogeya Hamocha Lamaisa. If not, I wouldn't be speaking about it this evening. It's very simple. We've had occasion to mention many times, the Rav has mentioned many times, because it's such a yesod in human personality and so vital for us in terms of our growth in Torah. The Rambam, in the first halacha of the Rambam in Perek Vav of Hilchos Deos, Shederech Briyoso Shel Adam, that it's human nature for a person to be influenced, to be attracted, to be drawn after the maisim, the anhogis of the people with whom he associates, Haverov, Vareyov, and so on. This is true of every person. Every person. It is especially true of B'nai Yeshiva who are zoicha to be together in the Dalet Amos of Halacha 24 hours a day. Many times we lose sight of the fact of the intense and remarkable contact that we have with one another in Yeshiva. Mommy, from the time we wake up in the morning until we go to sleep at night, we are all with one another. The social environment is tremendous. And the influences and the interactions that go on in such a social environment are overwhelming in terms of their implications for personality growth. And has to show them the opposite. It's unbelievable what a powerhouse a yeshiva is and b'nei yeshiva are in terms of their hashpah upon one another. I want to share with you a few sentences from Rav Aaron's Maimer on Zikui HaRabim and how he addressed it to the B'nai Yeshiva. He was talking about the B'nai Yeshiva in Lakewood, and every word he says here relates to us as if he would be standing here tonight talking to us. He wants to explain how day in and day out, we particularly are in a remarkable position to be zoicha to this mitzvah of being mezakeh es harabim. For example, kishiyoshvim kamo b'nei Torah b'yachad b'zman oicho. We're sitting together in the dining room at supper at lunchtime in the morning. O hamenucha, we're relaxing together in the dormitory. The echad omer kushya, and somebody raises a kasha from the shir, somebody raises a kasha from a shir koli of wort and hashkofet that he may have heard or he may have read. The kulam ayinim bo, and it starts the whole table talking, everybody gets involved in discussing the var Torah. Umapalpalim bo. Hareziko esarabim shosku b'Torah. Look what the fellow did. He just raised an interesting point in hashkofet or halacha. Everybody starts to learn Torah, so the 6-8 guys sitting at the table, everyone was involved in learning for 10 minutes, for 5 minutes or 10 minutes. So if there's 6 people at the table and they're talking on this point, even 5-10 minutes, all of a sudden he was goreim a whole hour of limud Torah. The kimu vishinantom, hitzum oso midvorim b'teilim. Nobody was talking dvorim b'teilim, the whole table was involved with the kashya and the teretz. O afilu dvorim asurim. Like this, if he wouldn't have brought up the subject, somebody may have chalila started to say a word of lashon hara, a word of leitzonis. Kefi shemotzi bizmanim eile imein oskim b'toira. Gam chizek as a hergish b'toira v'kisher machshava l'toira. A person who brings an avir of toira to the dining room table, he brings an avir of toira into a dormitory. He develops a hashkofa. He helps to inculcate within the B'nai Yeshiva Hashkofet that Torah is a matter of 24 hours a day. A person should live Torah and eat Torah and sleep Torah and breathe Torah. Liyat liyat, if there's such an avir in a yeshiva that has a tremendous influence on each and every of the B'nai Torah. Chas v'shalom, the opposite is also true. Im hisko masaper inyan bato. He starts to tell jokes and he starts to horse around and he starts to discuss Devorim B'Teilim. So Memela, little by little, the Devorim Yisurim are discussed. Rechilus V'Leitzonus. And he causes, he's a Machti as a Rabim Chas V'Shom without even realizing it. Ube'emes Gam Han Hoges Kong Echod V'Echod Beinoma Bein Atzmo Mashpia Alzuloso. Even without such a social setting, we don't realize how the behavior of each and every one of us many times can cholim or be a zikui rabbi or chas v'sholom the opposite. Bifrat b'nogeyas shmiras dorim v'chizut b'tfilin. A bocher sleeps late in the morning. He's neglectful in davening. So he thinks he's minding his own business. I got a problem. Am I telling you not to come to the meeting? Am I telling you to go to sleep late? Am I telling you not to wake up in time? I got a problem. It's between me and the Eibishter. I'll avoid that it would be between him and the Eibishter, but it doesn't work that way. He doesn't realize that other people in the dealer see that he sleeps late, and who knows how many times he may be responsible for other people missing a minute and other people missing the boruch. A bocher doesn't come on time for a musa seder. He doesn't come in time for a chazora seder. He thinks, listen, it's my business. I got my cheshbonis. He has a whole pilpul worked out, and he comes later and he's early. I got my problems. I'm not into it now. I got to take off. I have to relax. And he's got 65 and a half reasons, and each of them are terrific. But if he would realize that the fact that he's not coming on time to a seder, the fact that he hasn't come to Chazorah Seder that day, the fact that he hasn't been at the Musa Seder that night, that weakened the whole Seder for everybody. What makes a strong avir of learning in the Beis Medrash? Every single person who sits and learns contributes to the avir of a Beis Medrash. You come into a Beis Medrash and there's an avir and there's these novels you feel like learning, and it's inspiring and you feel filled with enthusiasm. So a person who sits and learns, he's a mezakeh harabim, Rav Aaron says. That's a zikui rabim. For us now, at the age and time of life where we are now, this is the biggest zikui rabim. Every yeshiva has its periods during the week that need chizuk. Understand? Every period, every yeshiva has certain storing, certain times during a seder that need chizuk. The smart person, the man who's looking for bargains, everybody's looking for bargains. The biggest ruchni is the bargain we can have is to be a mezakeh harabim. The wise person will look in his yeshiva, what are the weak times, and that's when he's going to be mechazek himself. I want to be a mezakeh harabim. I see that this seder is a little bit shvach. That's the seder I'm going to catch. I'll be the first one there and the last one there. I want to be a mezakeh harabim. I want to help build up that seder and have a whole ashpo on the whole yeshiva. And we don't begin to realize to what extent that the mitzvah can carry itself. We have no idea. A bocher who observes storim and he comes to tefillahs and he helps to create a Torah dikta ruach in the yeshiva. We can't measure, but the borei olam measures. To what extent his participation over the year has had a tremendous hashpah upon bochrim. How many bochrim came back to a yeshiva because these 10, 12 guys were learning shtark and they had a big hashpah? And how many fellas had an aliyah in davening because there's 20 guys, 25 guys there all the time at 7 o'clock and they daven with devout the kavona? Who can measure that? We can. But the borei olam can measure it. And has to show him the other is also true. So that's why the Rabbeinu Yoina says again that Lohoshiv Rabbi Me'ovon is one of the 20 Ikorim of Tshuva. Not only because it relates directly to the mitzvah of Tshuva, as we said before, because it serves as a barometer and a criterion of the darga of our commitment of Kabbalah's Malchus Shemayim, but also particularly, the point that I wanted to mention is that this is a particular mitzvah that we should hop onto in Elul, in the Aseret Yemei Tshuva, and the Olam Voed, because through it, we gain three tremendous blessings in Olam Hazeh. Number one, Ein Chet Bo'al Yodol, a special siyata dishmaya. Number two, megalgalin schus al yedei zakai. And number three, that the schus of the tzibur are tongue libar.